This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X. The world at play. At play.
And you've never seen anything like this.
This is Lee Middleton, and welcome along as we get ready to preview all of the sporting action from the world at play this weekend. It's the weekend edition, and plenty on the way. Coming up, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty as Formula One heads to the United States. And we've got plenty of big games to look forward to in European football as well. First of all, though, let's catch up on some of the week's sporting headlines. We'll start with golf, where this week it's been announced the former Masters champion Ian Woosnam and former PGA champion Davis Love III, who was also, of course, the mastermind behind the USA's recent Ryder Cup win, they're going to be inducted into the Class of 2017 in golf's Hall of Fame. The two former major champions come from a class of five, which also includes writer and commentator Henry Longhurst, who died in 1978, and retired LPGA Tour players Meg Mallon and Lorena Ochoa. Brazil, Greece and Indonesia are amongst five countries who may be added to the World Anti-Doping Agency's non-compliant list. Azerbaijan and Guatemala are the other nations facing censure because of flaws in their drug testing programs. Five countries have until the 10th of November to prove their compliance with WADA's anti-doping code. If they fail, then they risk being declared non-compliant when WADA meets on the 19th of November. Australian tennis player Nick Kyrgios has pulled out of the Rotterdam Open to play in basketball's NBA All-Star Celebrity Game next February. Rotterdam tournament director Richard Krajicek released the 21-year-old from his contract so he can take part in the basketball showpiece in New Orleans. He is, of course, currently suspended for 8 weeks from the ATP Tour for not producing what the ATP call his best effort in Shanghai last week. And I think if you have seen the video, then that's probably only fair. Finally, Lionel Messi scored a hat-trick as Barcelona punished 10-man Manchester City in the Champions League on Wednesday this week. Pep Guardiola's return, of course, to his old club. The Catalonians ran out eventual 4-0 victors. Not a good return for Pep. So keeping with the football then, looking ahead to the weekend in the English Premier League, both Manchester Cubs play on Sunday this week, following on from their European exploits this week. City take on Southampton, whilst United travel away to Chelsea. Liverpool, they'll be hoping to keep their winning streak intact as they host West Bromwich Albion, and defending champions Leicester, they're at home to Crystal Palace. In Germany, Bayern Munich take on Borussia Mönchengladbach, whilst Borussia Dortmund, they host Schalke. In Spain's La Liga, Barcelona and Atletico Madrid both on the road this weekend to take on Valencia and Seville, respectively. Real Madrid, they're at home at the Bernabeu against Athletic Bilbao. And over in Italy, Serie A leaders Juventus face a tough test at the San Siro Stadium against AC Milan. Formula One fans, wow, you're in for what looks to be a very exciting weekend. Just four races to go in the season and things just about still in the balance. Formula One is in Texas, in Austin, Texas, for 56 laps of the Circuit of the Americas this weekend. Sweltering heat and one of the most physically demanding circuits will no doubt play a part as defending champion Lewis Hamilton looks to close the gap on teammate Nico Rosberg, and he needs to do it quickly as well. Points are running out. McLaren, of course, have already wrapped up the Constructors' Championship, so all eyes are now on the fight for the driver's title. And the race gets underway at 2 p.m. local time on Sunday. Now, as always, whatever your sport and whoever your team, we wish them the very best of luck for the weekend. My name's Lee Middleton. I'll be back with you right here on Monday with more from the world at play.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine,
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
This is Radio X.